The ad plays like it's being directed by a channel surfer, jumping from one news station to the next. The scenes that are in color show footage of Doyle as narrators hit on investigations into state contracts that have occurred while Doyle was governor. They're broken up by black and white footage of Nixon, accompanied by famous lines from the former president.
In other news, Schifrin gave $10,000 to Doyle the same day he met with Doyle's top aide to discuss a contract.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
Because it's technically not a campaign ad, it can't call on voters to support Doyle's challenger, Republican Mark Green. But Doyle campaign spokeswoman Melanie Fonder called it a dirty trick by Green.
Well, it's a new low. It's a Nixonian low, and that's about as low as you can get. But, you know, dirty tricks, corruption, the Nixonian approach to good government has been the Mark Green way.
The ad literally has Nixonian ties. It's financed by a group called the Coalition for American Families, whose chair, Steve King, was an assistant to the U.S. Agriculture Secretary under Nixon. King says Nixon was in denial that corruption occurred under his watch and says he sees similar behavior from members of Doyle's administration.
They're not stupid, so I can only deduce that they're arrogant.
The Doyle campaign levels the same charge at Green. For example, Fonder points out that Green once held a leadership position under former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen during a time when Jensen allegedly ran political campaigns out of his state office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.